here at the BB&T Center. Final hour of our program. Panthers and Edmonton Oilers tonight. Puck drops at 7. Steve Goldstein, he will be on the play-by-play on Fox Sports Florida, as always. And he is sitting down with us here. I'm hearing Queen and David Bowie under pressure. Panthers under a little bit of pressure to put some points on the board. Long road trip. We talked with Mueller in the last segment about Finland and Helsinki and whatnot. Was it he said a lot of salmon and yogurt at the buffets. He said you did one of the saunas. You did like a sauna club, he was saying, where you go there, you have a drink, you take a sauna, you jump into the Baltic Sea, you get out of the Baltic Sea, you're back in the sauna. You did that?
I did not jump in the sea. I'm a little wimpy. I should have.
So you did,
and
the
I
sauna.
Love the saunas. I mean, I love the sauna. We go to the sauna all the time here. You know where I live there, Midtown.
Really, you
Athletic
like a,
Club.
You
oh,
like a sauna?
Every day.
What is it?
Well, it's partially a bonding thing.
Really?
You know, guys hang. Yeah, you hang out and you talk. Yeah. And that's huge in Finland. I mean, and people have food and drink and all that. Yeah. So I did do one of the saunas, but I was too chicken to jump in the sea. A lot of the players from both teams did when it was dark out.
Ooh.
And these guys said it was pretty scary.
But aren't you, like, sweating and
that's
moist?
The point.
And, but then food and drinks and you're
well, I don't eat. Yeah, I didn't do that in Finland. But, you know, they have like, a bar there. So you can get a drink when you get out, which is very refreshing. Usually I just have water, but it's a little different in Finland. There are 5.5 million people in the country. There are 2.5 million saunas.
That's what Mueller was saying.
It's part of the fabric there.
Well, all right, I'll ask. I think we're all curious.
Towel.
Just a towel.
Towel. I knew
that
was the question.
Just a towel.
Towel.
Now, are there guys walking around in sans towel?
There are some saunas in Finland where the clothing is optional, but the men and women are separated.
Oh, okay.
And then there are some that also have the sea, you know, you jump in the sea right on the water, but there's also others with pools that have sea water in the pool. So if you don't want to jump in the, literally in the sea, you go into the pool, and the pool has the sea water, and it's really cold, and it cools you off. So that's
when you're in the man sauna, there's no women anywhere? What's going on there?
No, in the one that I went to, it was co-ed. There were women
like
in there,
that.
But, you know, everyone's got the robe on.
Hey.
Now, they do say in Finland, if you try to Americanize it, like Crowder with the hays, and I like that, if you try to do that.
It's like being at the Regal Beagle in Three's Company.
Where's Larry Dallas?
That's yeah, very good.
Did you see the one where Jack and Larry were dating the same girl
and
she
was a
didn't know? Yeah, and then Janet got mad at both of them. Yeah, I saw that one. So what you're talking about with the saunas in Finland is a big no-no.
Because he had an experience with Bill Parcells where he was in the hot tub.
He's
told the story where he's in the hot tub for the Dolphins. Parcells wanders over in just the towel.
Right. And then drops the towel.
Yeah.
Drops it.
That's it. That's a Jersey thing. That's not a Helsinki thing.
Oh, then he starts getting close to me.
Tell even further, he dropped the towel before getting into the hot tub, but then continued to stand there and talk to you for a little while.
And get closer to me.
You know, some in the sports world, that stuff doesn't faze them at all. Yeah. I mean, it's just, you know, nudity is
But what
just...
about the human world? But, the human world?
But most of them got something to show off when they want to do that.
That's you not why I mean? People do that. Parcells is maybe he wanted it. Maybe he wanted to give you that story. Maybe he thought psychologically somehow he could have an advantage on you. Well, by doing that.
He but gave me a contract after
actually,
that.
And look at this, and you're on the radio still, and you're telling a great story. So
I
you should thank him.
I feel, though, that
genius.
Strips away your power, no pun intended.
When you're naked?
Yeah, because I think all of a sudden that
Not
removal,
sure.
there's a removal. If Dale Talon calls a meeting and, you know, for Bob Bugner, and Bob Bugner goes up to Talon's office, and Talon's nude.
Well, that's his, but they work together, kind of his
but
boss.
But don't you think that
if he did that to a player, maybe it endears yourself
you
to the player.
You think it endeared? Did it
yeah,
endear
if I'm
you?
To, if I'm willing to get naked for you, how do you not go and make that tackle for me?
Did you feel an endearing feeling to Bill Parcells
after that? I made 10 tackles that year for Bill Parcells' little muskrat.
10 total. Yeah. 16-game schedule.
Oh, little muskrat.
All right, well.
Steve Goldstein is with us.
The big tuna. I love the big tuna stories,
watch him on Fox
You know, it was a great story about Parcells. So, in 90, the second Super Bowl championship.
Goldie's a big Giants fan, by the way.
They started 10-0 and then got blown out at the Vet by the Eagles. And they played a Monday night game against the Niners. And or was this 80s? No, this was 90. And anyway, long story short, the Niners held them 14 carries, 13 yards. They played him again in the playoffs. You know, the whole week, Parcells had some little things made up with the number 13. put them all in the offensive line's locker, and he was calling them all Club 13 all week. Hey, how's Club 13 doing in practice? Pissed them off so much that those guys were so mad because they only rushed for 13 yards, and then they went and got the
– I don't like any positive stories about Bill. Bill Parcells was a
great,
thief down
he's
here.
He's a great coach.
Okay,
thief.
Great coach. Yeah, great coach.
No, he was a thief down here,
why, because someone gave him money for to do a job?
No, but he didn't do the job. No, he didn't do the job.
He tried.
No, he didn't try.
But, you know, this is kind of the thing with you and Saban, too. Because if they mess over South Florida,
no.
I don't think.
Parcells is not a good GM president of a team.
But
he's
he didn't
a great coach.
Earn the money that he took.
They shouldn't have hired him.
I admire Nick Saban coaching ability. I've never doubted that. I don't like him as a person. Bill Parcells took a deal in order to, revitalize the Miami Dolphins franchise, but it was a deal, and I don't blame him. If someone would offer me that deal, I would take it as well. But I'm just telling you, that guy was a thief. He didn't talk to the media.
I agree with that. Well, he's not a very nice guy.
No, but I understand. But if you're going to make that much money from the Dolphins organization, you have an obligation
to almost
be an ambassador.
They should have told him, here's part of the job. I'm going to hire you to do X.
That's a sound that comes out of me when talking about Bill Parcells.
That's an ugly sound.
Hell with it.
I just don't blame him that much for it. That was a bad move by hiring him and not having parameters. Hey, you got to do the media stuff. You've got to, push the price. If you're not willing to do that, no problem.
I don't blame
take the
him
job.
For taking money. I'm just saying he lollygagged.
Well, thief is a strong word.
Thief. I thought that was a fair assessment of his tenure.
He paid me. I love him.
He also got naked for you, so you really love him.
Yeah. I mean, listen.
Ever seen a grown man naked?
We had dual relationships.
Yes, Channing Crowder has, as a matter of fact. It's like Pete Rose. If you were a girl, what kind of girl would you be? An ugly one. That used to be Pete's answer.
Doing unbelievable routines that Crowder doesn't get. We did Three's Company jokes there that only Goldie and I would get. Mm-hmm. Then he did, what was that, Caddyshack? What was
Never seen a grown man naked?
No, Airplane. That was Airplane. And then he's, you have no idea what's happening around
here. I laugh with just the reference. I don't know where the reference is from.
That's why he's great on the radio.
He'll just laugh and tell you a naked Bill Parcells story.
It's a great story.
Then move on.
Great story.
All right. Steve Goldstein. So tonight, Roberto Luongo will be back in goal, right? Got to play one game in Helsinki. That's good news for the Panthers.
It's two sides of it. You know, you don't want to be so reliant on a 39-year-old goalie, but they are real reliant on a 39-year-old goalie because he is the true Panther, longest tenured Panther, future Hall of Famer. He's one of the top five goalies ever. And when he has something to say off the ice, on the ice, the guys listen. He just carries so much weight. And by the way, even though he's 39, he's still playing at a really high level. He was third in the NHL in save percentage last year. So he means so much to this team, you would have hoped that the other guys could have done a little bit better, make a few more saves. Let's be honest, some of those games, they really didn't play bad. They just didn't get the saves they needed to get. But that didn't happen. So, yes, Hawk, to answer your question, it is monumental that Roberto Luongo is back. And knock on wood, there's 70 games left. Hopefully he's healthy the rest of the season and can play 50 of them.
Goldie, high expectations for this team. A lot of stars, guys they brought in and now developed their own guys. So, a lot of high expectations and a 3-5-3 start. Is it time to panic? When is time to panic? And is there an easy adjustment to change the slow start this year?
Well, there is an adjustment, Crowder. We saw it last game. You got to get the saves. It's like you could talk about your football team and your defense could be as good as you can, but if the quarterback's throwing 4 or 5 picks, you have no shot. So you've got to get the saves from the goaltenders. They haven't gotten them quite enough. But no, it is not time to panic because 3 wins in 11 games, but you also got points in 3 other games, and they played the fewest games in the NHL. These next 10 games here, right through Thanksgiving, these are big. December 1st, you can't be way behind the 8 ball 2 months into the season. But 11 games in, small sample size, but over the next, and I thought this, starting the last game, after the first 10 of the season, last game started the next 10, you need to go 7-3, 8-2. Right now, they're 1-0. And as we saw last year, as long as they don't fall too far behind, you can still make it. So by no means am I in panic mode, because I've watched them every game, and it's been very frustrating because a lot of these games, they're the better team for 40, 45, 50 minutes, and it's one chance the other way, and bang, it's in the net. They've also had some tough breaks. Barkov's got the penalty shot in that game. He doesn't score, doesn't even get a shot on goal. In New Jersey, Trocheck's got a breakaway. They had 2 two-on-ones. They don't score. I just think those pucks start start to go in.
It was a good thing that they won that second game
Huge.
In Helsinki. Because
for the psyche.
It would have felt – first of all, you'd have been simmering on going over there, putting up two stinkers, and coming back and waiting and waiting and waiting. So I think that probably does a little bit good for the psyche of the team. But I'm kind of, you know, like to hear Crowder talk about a slow start or whatever, this is the one thing you wanted to avoid again because it's what's caused them problems. And I hope they can get it, you know, straightened out starting with that second game in Helsinki, and hopefully it carries over. Because
well, they got to get it going right now because if you win at least some or most of the games in hand, you know, which you have, they played at least two and in some cases five less than everybody. So that's 4 to 10 points that are sitting there. You got to get most of those points. I mean, or else, you know, if you don't win the games in hand mean nothing. So if they do that, they're right there in the pack as opposed to last year where they had 10 points in their first 14. So if you win tonight with two less games played, you're already ahead of last year's pace. So it's not quite as dire. But it's got to start now, to your point. It's not, you know, there's no more lollygagging time. You can't go 20 games and be that far behind. It's too much to make up.
And with them playing the least amount of games, we were kind of talking about it earlier, me and Hawk, where does that hurt them or help them? Because you're saying they should be well-rested, but then Hawk made a great point. Why do you need to rest playing 11 games? You want to rest at the end of the season. So Anaheim played 17 games, I believe, and the Panthers only 11. Mm-hmm. Is that a disadvantage for the Panthers?
That's a great question. You're probably the better guy to ask about that
That's
as an athlete, Crowder.
You'd really rather have that rest at the end of the season.
Yeah. You know, but, you know, that you're coming in now, like starting tonight, it's almost like a brand new year because you were off, you know, for 5 days before the two games in Finland. Then you've been off for a week since then. It's almost like a new season now, a 70-game season. So, you know, maybe you want to just play, and it's enough of practice, and it's enough, you know, they won't have much practice time coming up. So that's a great question. I look at this team. They only got two skaters over 30 years old, and one of them's in incredible shape, and Yandle, he could play, you know, 30 minutes a game. It is a very young team. They didn't make the playoffs last year. They were off since April. They played 11 games in 5 weeks. I don't want to hear
tired. They should play your legs.
Yes, yeah. And now is the time. So you would think now, and talking to, you know, a lot of the guys, they want to play the games. Like, enough already. Enough of being in the airplane. Enough of the 2-3 days, 4 days of practice, and then one game. It's almost like an NFL-type schedule. I think they're ready to get it rolling.
All right. Steve Goldstein, tonight you watch him on Fox Sports Florida here at the BB&T Center in beautiful Sunrise, Florida. Puck drops at 7, and Panthers and Oilers. Hopefully Panthers get something going.
Do you have 20 seconds?
Yeah.
Best fill-in roommate after Suzanne Summers on Three's Company. Who
right,
do you go?
I will go.
You like Nurse Terry? Because I was a big Nurse Terry fan. You probably
know.
Weren't.
Let me think about this. I did like Nurse Terry.
Yeah, she was good. She was solid.
That's a good question. Because Suzanne Summers was only on that show for one season.
Is that it?
A lot of people don't know that.
I didn't
only
realize that.
One season.
Then she started selling her whatever it is, her stuff, her infomercials.
Then it was the Thighmaster came along.
Thighmaster.
Later.
Parcells should have used the Thighmaster when he dropped the towel.
Nobody liked Joyce DeWitt, of course, right?
Janet.
Nobody liked
Joyce
DeWitt.
Oh, goody, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So which roommate do you?
What about Craig?
I'm sorry, what?
Craig, when he went to live with Day-Day in Rancho Chocomunga?
Yeah.
No?
Rancho Chocomunga.
I got to throw my
in the only
foot in
the house on the block paid for.
That's it.
All right, Steve Goldstein, watch him tonight, Fox Sports Florida. Ask Potvin that same question about Three's Company. Just get his take on it.
He probably had a few Three's Company scenarios back in the 70s on Long Island, let me tell you.
I bet he did.
Hey, Trots, who you got in there tonight? You know, sorry, don't get me started. I'm going to get him in trouble.
All right, we got to take a break.
See ya.
Ira Winderman is going to join us in the next segment. Hassan Whiteside had all-star level play last night for the Miami Heat. He was the story last night in the Miami Heat. They've got these new Vice jerseys that everyone is going gaga for. So a lot to talk about with Ira Winderman. We will speak with him in the next segment.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
We are at the BB&T Center, and Panthers hockey tonight. Puck drops 7 o'clock. You'll hear the game here. Our friend Ira Winderman is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Covers the Miami Heat and the NBA for the Sun Sentinel. Ira Winderman is powered by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE, 1-800-747-3733. Hello, Ira Winderman.
Hello, gentlemen. Based on the first segment of the show, I thought you'd be subbed out for now. I thought it was a subpar early segment. I thought maybe Kevin Rogers coming out of the bullpen like Malik Rozier might have been the way to go, but... But congratulations that he left you in for a new set of downs.
Yeah, like
uh-oh,
I was.
Oh, here comes Renshaw.
Uh-oh.
They sent Renshaw. What up, bro?
As long as the cat is not there, yeah.
We were saying, if you didn't hear it, we were saying that, you know, Nicosi Perry, Malik Rozier were kind of in this situation where after every series they run to the sideline and Mark Richt essentially has to say, you were good enough to go back in there or you weren't good enough, we're taking you out. And we know Nicosi Perry is starting Saturday night now, and so maybe he starts with the confidence because Richt said that he was going to, whoever he started, was going to play the entire game. But I was making the analogy that, you know, it would be like radio after every segment. But a number of people did text in, Ira, that the bar is so low for our segments that there's really no scenario where we could get pulled. Because could it possibly get worse?
Well, I mean, that's the thing. But again, if you're going to go to Renshaw, if you're going to go to Cilio, there are options there.
Are there?
You know, funny thing. You know who has the same situation that Nicosi Perry and mm-hmm. Malik Rozier has? Hassan Whiteside.
That's right. If he doesn't ball in the first 5-10 minutes, then they assume his head's not in it. Now, he was an all-star last night, Ira.
I mean, no, he was terrific. I heard you guys in the first segment of the show today, and I do think matchups have a lot to do with it. The fact that San Antonio didn't have all their bigs. Pau Gasol wasn't there. He has frustrated Hassan over the years, taking him out on the perimeter. LaMarcus Aldridge last night wasn't hitting shots, so Hassan was able to hang low. It really was a product of that. If LaMarcus Aldridge hit his trademark 18-foot shot, Hassan Whiteside could not have been in the position he was in. He would have had to respect that jumper. Instead, Aldridge was something like 2 of 16 for the field, so it changed it. But yeah, it is that way. This is the difference, though. The difference with Rozier and what's happening with the Hurricanes and that situation is the players just might not be good enough, period. The difference is, as Channing mentioned in the first segment of today's show, it's if Hassan's head is into the game, and I think that is part of it. And it might not be fair. Some people might not say, well, your head can't be into the game unless you get into a rhythm. But Hassan really is the kind of player. Matter of fact, I think you guys would agree with this. We've spoken about this before in the show. You can tell when Hassan's going to have a good game within the first 5 minutes. So I think there's something to be said for that for this. When you are an energy player as opposed to a skill player, you could see it early. When you are a skill player, you can have that skill the entire game. So if you have a couple of bad throws or a couple of bad snaps or something like that, you still know this guy is capable of throwing the deep fade. Eventually, he's going to hit that pass. With Hassan, I'd say 75% of his game is energy. So if it's not there in the first 5 minutes, yeah, I think you can get a read on that.
And to that same thought process, I would like the structure of the game plan, like with a quarterback that's struggling. You get them a couple quick throws to the flats. You get them some easy play action stuff. Like, can there be a structured game plan to make Hassan Whiteside the hot hand?
Oh, there is. There is. If you watch Heat games, I don't recall many Heat games when the Heat did not go to Hassan on the first possession of the game. He almost always sets up on the block. They get the ball to him. They see what he can do. He usually gets a couple of early possessions where they literally, it's like taking out the thermometer and like open wide, put the thermometer in there and see where he's going to be and get a reading on the game. They do that. They try to get him the ball early. Now, if the other team is in denial and says, you know what? You don't have Deion Waiters. You don't have good shooters out there tonight. You're not starting Wayne Ellington. Then they're going to, you know, pack the paint and let the Heat guys make or miss. That's why I think last night was significant to another degree. You can see how Wayne Ellington opens the floor. You can see that every single player on the court had an eye on Wayne Ellington. Do not let this guy shake free, because when he did, boom, 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 he hit his first three 3-point shots. So I think that helped us on also.
What do we know about the Heat through 10 games, Ira? They're exactly 500. Is that pretty much the expectation?
Yeah, that's who they are, and they'll get on a little streak one way or the other that'll lift them to 44-38, might even drop them to 39-43. It'll be that one little run along the way. The problem is the early games they've squandered, the losses to Orlando and to Charlotte and to Sacramento. You know, those are the games you don't get back. So now you need good wins. Well, they got a good win last night. Now, granted, there was no Rudy Gay. There was no Pau Gasol. The Heat were shorthanded also with no Dragic. It all evens out. So to me, it's a matter of when does the Heat have this streak? And is this streak going to be an upward streak where they win 6 out of 7? Or is there going to be one little stumble along the way where they lose 6 of 7? Because otherwise, that's what they are. They're an average team with average talent that looks like they're headed toward an average season.
Ira, and everybody knows, we've seen it. They're making an effort to make Jay Rich that guy. Is he stepping up to the plate 24-3, 35 minutes a game?
Yeah, I think he is for this reason. I thought even last night, I know it sounds weird on a night when a guy did not have a good overall game by any means and certainly struggled from the floor shooting 6 of 22, but late in the game when they needed baskets, when it was getting close, he stepped up and he made plays. And to me, that as much as anything is a sign of a go-to guy, that he was 3 of 4 in the fourth quarter. He had 2 steals in the fourth quarter. He made a difference in that final period. So, yeah, I think he is stepping into that role. I think they are moving away from the Jimmy Butler trade a little bit more. They realize they have value there. Can he take, you know, the next step, the step from good player to possible all-star to superstar? I don't know if he has superstar in him, but I also don't know how much more superstar Jimmy Butler has in him either.
Ira Winderman from the Sun Sentinel is with us. All right, you mentioned him. What is going on with the Jimmy Butler situation? If Minnesota called the Miami Heat right now and said, you know what, forget the draft pick, straight up, Josh Richardson for Jimmy Butler, they'd do it?
You know, it's something, because, and again, I almost like to listen to my taped appearances because I bet I've waffled on every different show on this station. I would say at this moment they wouldn't do it.
They would not.
You know, and I know that there's also factors combined in there because, I don't know, Jimmy Butler has been so much drama around him. And the problem is, Channing knows, when you bring a strong personality into the locker room, that locker room has to be able to handle it. Whether it was Ndamukong Suh last few seasons with the Dolphins or a Jimmy Butler, I don't know if this locker room can handle it. I don't know if the leadership in this locker room, Goran Dragic tend to be soft-spoken, Dwayne Wade is on the way out, can handle that. That would be a lot to put on Eric Spoelstra's plate. It was one thing when he brought in LeBron with Bosh and with Wade. Those three were sort of their own. Eric, you know, quipped yesterday, those three coached him. The Jimmy Butler thing, I mean, just he decides basically every morning whether he's going to play or not. He decides who he's going to call out or not. He has been bickering back and forth with the media right now, where that's grown unpleasant also. So I don't know. Again, we spoke about this early in the process. There were stars, there were superstars, and there were franchise-changing players. I'm not so sure that Jimmy Butler's on that ultimate upper level that I would take that chance.
And I was watching that game last night because it seemed like they picked Karl-Anthony Towns over Jimmy Butler. Karl-Anthony Towns doesn't look that amazing to me watching him play top competition.
No, he was. I got home just to watch the second half of that Lakers game. Every time I see Karl-Anthony Towns, it's almost a little bit of a Son-like where you're going, why does he play harder? Why is he more physical? The difference is he has unbelievable basketball skills that he doesn't utilize a lot because it just seems like he doesn't want to overexert himself. So that's a weird mix. You got Andrew Wiggins, who is gifted greatness, never reached greatness, and you have Jimmy Butler, who wants to be this bulldog kind of two-way player. It's a mismatched roster there in Minnesota, and you can see why they are so up and down. Even in that game last night against the Lakers, they have to do something. And the longer that circus continues up there, the worse it gets. But then what I would do is look at the other teams who are struggling. I think the perfect trade is trading for Otto Porter. The Wizards have to do something. My God, they just lost to Dallas. They're coming to American Airlines Arena on Saturday. I think they're the trade partner. I thought the Heat might be a desperate team the way the season started. I don't think the Heat are that desperate right now.
Wizards are a joke. What about the Lakers, though? Because we watched that last night as well. Are the Lakers what you thought they'd be? I thought LeBron would be able to will them to more victory. I think they're 4-6 or something.
You got to have something around you. You know what? They are exactly what I thought they'd be, because I thought they would be a middle-of-the-pack playoff team that would not win a playoff series. And that's basically where they're setting up right now as maybe number six in the West. But you look at the West, and you know Houston's going to come around. You know you have the Warriors. Denver's been very good, even with the recent slip-up. Utah will be very good. They've struggled at home. So I don't see the Lakers as a team with that roster that'll be able to win a playoff series. I think Tyson Chandler helped. And I think if they can get one more player who can help like that, then, yeah, I think they would have a chance to maybe get a top four seed. And I think there will be buyout players. But right now they just got a bunch of guys, and LeBron clearly is waiting for next year.
Yeah, I mean, that is such a weird situation going on there. And then you see, like, the Heat. I have the – and, again, the Heat roster, it's nothing spectacular. Like you said, it's a 500
team. Bunch of guys, right, yeah.
Yeah, but, man, do they know how to sell it? Do they know how to market? That hype video that – D. Wade put out on social media today from the Heat about these Vice jerseys and the Vice court, and it's got In the Air Tonight from Phil Collins on it. Like, man, they are on top of their game
when it comes
to marketing.
This thing is, I'm a purist, and I'm like, it's all about the game. And I do get concerned that it'll overwhelm the game to a degree, but those uniforms are sweet. And a bunch of people, I don't know how they had them, are wearing them already at yesterday's game. And you know what? If you can make yourself a little bit more interesting, that's fine also, as long as it doesn't overshadow the product. And I think even television and visual-wise, the next couple of games, to see that new court with the pastels and everything else out there, you know what? It is entertainment also. The Heat do entertainment very, very well.
I would just say wrong time, Channing, and I'll leave this one alone.
Okay.
Does Dwayne Wade ever hurt the team being out there at his age and his little retirement tour?
Well, he might start to for this reason. You saw Wayne Ellington last night, and I think we'd all agree that Wayne Ellington adds an element that no one else can deliver to the Miami Heat. Now, Wayne Ellington got to play yesterday because Dwayne Wade was out and Goran Dragic was out. Well, both of them most likely will return on Friday night against the Pacers. So all of a sudden, Eric Spoelstra has decisions to make. And we're not even talking about Deion Waiters, who's still out there in the ether. We don't know what's happening there. I don't know how Eric Spoelstra is going to manage this now, because you could say it's as simple as this, that Wayne Ellington will take Tyler Johnson's minutes and will move forward. But it wasn't Tyler Johnson's minutes yesterday. It was Wade's and it was Dragic's. So, yeah, I think the Dwayne Wade thing sort of puts Eric Spoelstra in a box. He has religiously played him as his sixth man, first man off the bench. I think that'll continue. But you know what? I think there'll be more rest games and rest periods for Dwayne where Eric can play a little more with his roster.
That being said, though, talking about the marketing side of it, though, 90% of people that go to see a Heat game at the American Airlines Arena are waiting for D. Wade to check in.
Yeah, but you can give Dwayne 13 minutes instead of 26 minutes and still feature other players also. Now, it goes back to we always seem to go back to this UM quarterback thing. It's the same thing. Can Dwayne Wade in 13 minutes be the same player? Can Dwayne Wade play 5 minutes in the first half and then play 9 minutes of important basketball in the second half and be ready for that? That's a completely different role. I mean, that's like a closer in baseball who just comes in to throw 15 pitches. So that's what I'm curious about also. But they got to do something with this roster. Even last night, you know, we spent the whole time talking about Hassan and how well he played, but because of that, Bam Adebayo and Kelly Olynyk barely played at all. They both played 12 minutes. That's the thing. The Heat have 13 equally talented guys. They're trying to manage that. Someone's always going to be left out. Someone's always going to be unhappy. And unless Hassan dominates like he did last night, and he still only played 32 minutes, that's the problem here. They got to thin this out somehow.
Ira Winderman covers the Heat for the Sun Sentinel. You coming out to the BB&T tonight? Watch a little Panthers hockey?
You know what? I'll catch it on TV. It's a little bit of wife time. I got a whole week of traveling next week. So I'll do the husband thing tonight, but I'll be sitting in front of my TV cursing. And it's crazy. It's like the Panthers haven't played for a month ever since they went over to Finland. So
yeah,
we talked with
Jonathan Huberdeau yesterday, and we were saying, does it feel like you've been removed from the rest of the NHL season? And he said, yeah, it kind of does. So I'm sure they're happy to be
And it was nice because they waited to allow the Rangers to get back to 500, so I'm appreciative. So, yes, I will be watching on TV, fellas.
See ya, Ira. Thank you for making time.
Thank you, guys. Thanks.
Ira Winderman there covers the Heat in the NBA for the Sun Sentinel.
Radio.com.
problems to stop.
One of the
74.
One of the things we talked about early in the show today, we're live at the BB&T Center, but I saw on an email today that Diana Ross is performing in January at the Hard Rock, you know, Hotel. It's the event center now because they're redoing everything. And I was saying I've never seen Diana Ross in concert, and I'm thinking about going to see her. Not for the Supremes hits, which are fine. Like, I like Diana Ross solo stuff from the 70s and 80s, and Crowder has just disparaged everything that Diana Ross has to offer.
No, man, dude, what'd you say, 70s, 80s, right?
74.
70s and 80s.
I like her music from the 70s and 80s.
30 to 40 years ago.
Man, it feels like 5 years to me.
And that bet it doesn't to her body or her vocal cords.
I don't know,
she's going to sound ridiculous.
I don't think so. I think she will put on a great show.
No, she's going to run out of energy in the middle.
I don't think so, man.
Has to take her medication halfway through.
I don't think so. By the way, 5 o'clock hour here on Hockman and Crowder, presented by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Thank you, Tito, for the clinking bottles and the pour of the Funky Buddha. It's right below us here at the BB&T Center.
Think about how difficult that is for me.
I know.
4 hours of sitting over the Funky Buddha tap room.
The tap room here at the BB&T Center, it is just below us, and 10 minutes from now, we can walk on down there and enjoy a Funky Buddha brew.
It be calling me, Hawk. It calls me. It just, come here. Well,
10 minutes, man. 10 minutes.
Come and get me.
I can't wait to be down there as well. 10 minutes. And then you got Alex Dono coming up, and then you got Panthers hockey puck drops at 7 o'clock right here on this very radio station. Should I give you the injury report for Sunday?
Brought to
you, yes, he is out. It's brought to you by the University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute, now at the Lennar Foundation Medical Center in Coral Gables. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. What are you laughing at?
Tree's just showing me 75 and 74-year-old performers. They just don't. Mick Jagger, 75.
Yeah, but he still puts on a show filled with energy.
Oh, 75?
Yes.
How much energy can you have? You have no cartilage in your knees.
What are you talking about?
You have spine problems. All your discs are sitting on top of each other.
Tito, see if you can get Diana Ross on the show. What do we have? We got a couple minutes left. See if you can get Diana Ross.
All right, I'm working on it.
She doesn't know what a cell phone is. Call a landline.
There are so many people on the Dolphins injury report. I mean, it's almost laughable. I'm looking to see who did not participate today. Frank Gore did not participate, but injury says not injury related. So that's
old
day. He's pushing Diana Ross age.
He's Diana Ross of the NFL.
Let's see. Danny Amendola, full practice. Limited practices today. Jakeem Grant, he was limited yesterday and today with an Achilles. Charles Harris did not practice Wednesday. Limited practice today. Juwan James, limited practice yesterday and today with the knee. Ted Larson, limited practice yesterday and today with the neck. Kenny Stills, limited practice yesterday and today with the groin, but I would imagine he'll played last week. Tannehill says limited practice today, but we know that he can't throw very well, so that's probably not a great practice. Cam Wake, full practice today, didn't practice yesterday, but that was another Veterans Day off, so there you go.
Laramie Tunsil and Juwan James. Those are my two that I'm worried about.
Pretty damn important to have those guys out there if you can.
And, man, I'm telling you, I've said it this week. I just warned Dolphin fans, wait for Sunday because Nick Perry and Clay Matthews are coming off the edge in this defense, and they're not Khalil Mack, I'm telling you, but they can still play. Nick Perry's a huge dude. And if you have a Sam Young out there, I believe he gets embarrassed by Nick Perry and Clay Matthews.
Those guys can feast.
Yes.
If you give them an opportunity to, those guys can feast.
Yes, they aren't. They aren't. Like I said, they're not defense player of the years yet. But when they see that, when they smell that blood in the water, they're gonna start going. This defense isn't bad, man. So now you have to play. You have to slow down Aaron Rodgers enough to beat him out. Which I don't believe our offense can score over 25. I'm talking about the best game.
I was gonna say you don't believe they score over 25. Let's try for 15.
If the Dolphins play a perfect game offensively, they might get to 30. I honestly believe that.
And I feel like if they get to 30, Aaron Rodgers, whatever it takes, he gets to 31.
Yes.
Like, that's the problem. We had a loaded potato of a program today. We had Ira Winderman there talking a little bit of Heat basketball. Randy Moeller and Steve Goldstein both stopped by here at our broadcast table. Don Bailey Jr. was fantastic as always. And Rob Pizzola, the professional sports gambler, was not able to make it today, and he won't be able to come on tomorrow. So we went to the bullpen. We went to Lee Sterling, and he gave us the picks. He's a professional gambler, professional handicapper as well, and I thought Lee Sterling was very good. He, by the way, best bet of the week is Green Bay laying the points against the Dolphins. He thinks it's going to be a romp.
He anticipated a score of 42-14.
Yep. Yeah,
that cut me a little bit. Yep. I ain't gonna lie, it was like a punch in the stomach. Oh,
he does not like the Dolphins at all. Also, told us that if Ryan Tannehill, I asked him if Tannehill was playing instead of Brock Osweiler, would it move the line? He said maybe a point, and his point was that's not great for your starting quarterback if he doesn't play or does play, it only moves the gambling line by 1 point. That doesn't mean that he's that well respected or.
After 7 years, 6 years of playing, 1 year out, I think it's justified.
Because, Tom Brady, he said, would move the line 9-10 points.
Yes.
But think about, other average quarterbacks. If it was not Mitch Trubisky, I don't know who the backup is in Chicago. Is it Mike Glennon still? Or
They gave him that $45 million deal.
Let's say it's not Trubisky, it's Mike Glennon. How much do you think the line moves? I think more than a point. See, I think it moves 2-3 points maybe.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see those. There are some quarterback situations that the guy might not be great, but he'll move the line more than 10.
To move it a point is not a lot. Anyway, that's going to do it for us. Guy who does move the needle is Alex Dono. He's coming up next here at the BB&T Center. I'm sorry, what?
He moves the fork.
What do you mean? He moves the fork out of the way because
it's off the plate to his mouth. I was just talking trash.
No Dono slander up in here, right? None of that.
It's just terrible.
Man, me and Dono take little pokes at each other.
He never takes a poke at you.
He pokes me.
No, never. Never
takes
a poke. No, never takes a poke at you. Never.
You my boy, Dono.
Tito Benach did a great job filling in for Eric Folero, who's out with a low-grade fever. You going to be able to post all the interviews to the podcast there, Tito?
I'm doing my best.
Tito has an awful take on food on Twitter right now. He tweeted out, mint ruins chocolate.
Oh, that's silly.
Yeah, terrible take. So don't follow.
Facts.
Don't follow.
A little chocolate with the green in the
delicious.
Middle.
Delicious.
Oh,
delicious.
Great.
Trash.
Don't follow Tito on Twitter. If you do, unfollow him. Did a great job, though, filling in for Folero. Thank you, Tree, our on-site engineer. Always a pleasure. That's going to do it for us. Alex Dono is next here at the BB&T Center. We will speak with you mañana.
Baltic Sea?
Diana Ross sounds like a good time.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.